Chapter 24. Finbar Galedeep watched anxiously as the triangular grey-blue fin sailed in close to the midships of Pale Queen. Roof tugged at the sea otter's paw.
Well, is it a shark, Mr. Finbar?
Finbar nodded unhappily.
Aye, little Roofy. It's a shark, all right. Big monster, too. Look at that. He's watching us, the villain.
The shark had turned slightly on its side. Above the crescent gashed mouth, with its rows of ripping teeth, a small circular eye stared at them. Finbar kept his good eye on the monster.
Don't call out loud or make sudden movements, Roofy,
he murmured quietly.
We don't want to excite this fish. They've been known to wreck vessels just to get to the crew and eat them.
Roof stole silently away. Finbar called after him in a loud whisper.
Roofy, mate, where are you going?
To keep Miss Rosie quiet. If she starts laughing, we're all done for.
Roof was knocked from his feet as Pearl Queen shook from stem to stern. He crawled over to Finbar.
Is the shark attacking our ship now?
He said. The sea otter watched the manoeuvres of the great shark.
No, he's only playing with us, scraping his hide along the ship's side, scratching himself, you might say. Sharks likes to do that now and again. Look out! Here comes the other sleeping beauties, all waked up and fit for a fright.
The vessel juddered again under the impact of the shark's rubbing. Rosie Wood's saddle was knocked in a heap with the rest. She sat on the deck giggling aloud.
Oh, I say, bit bumpy today, what?
Roof effectively gagged her by throwing himself bodily across her face.
Miss Rosie, hush, please, hush.
Logalog lifted Roof off Rosie.
What's the matter, young'un?
Roof seized hold of Durry and Fatch, pulling them to the rail.
It's a shark monster attacking our ship.
They grabbed the rail alongside Finbar as the vessel quivered under a heavy swipe from the shark's blunt snout. Finbar slapped the rail, exhaling loudly.
Well, he wasn't attacking us afore. Just being playful and nosy. That was till you started laughing, ma'am.
Rosie leaned over amidships to view the massive bulk of the shark. It could be seen clearly now by all the crew. From tip to tail, it was nearly as long as the Pearl Queen. A true monster of the deep, but rows of slitted gills on either side of the huge evil head, a white underbelly and bluish-black back markings. With a powerful flick of its sickle-shaped tail, it sped away from the ship. Rosie waved.
Oh, look, he's going. Good show, what?
Finbar gritted his teeth as he looked at Joseph.
Will you stuff a gag down that long-eared foghorn's mouth, mate? That shark ain't going. He's just taking a run so he can charge us proper. All crew, hang on tight!